Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Kelly Todd, pastor of Belden Bethel Chapel in Harpersville, New York. Kelly, there's another drag queen story time happening in the Southern Tier. This time it's in Elmira, tonight at the Steele Memorial Library. Now, during these events, men dress in their drag attire to look like women, and they read to young children. Sometimes they read inappropriate sexual material. Tonight, we've been told the book Frozen will be read. This event is geared towards kids. Do you think events like this make children more vulnerable to transgender issues down the road?
Yes, I do. Children are very impressionable and trusting. When adults say something is okay, they're saying that behavior is acceptable. There was a time in our nation when Christian values were normal, but normal has changed drastically. John Cooper, or Skillet, posted an article on Facebook. He said, "We are normalizing sin," and it's true. The thing we need to remember as Christ followers is we are not normal.
Yeah, we're aliens in this world. How do you think Jesus might respond to a drag queen story time?
That's a good question. And first, I believe he would rebuke religious leaders of today who excuse or ignore the activity. And I think that we have a lot of that going on. Today is the day that pastors and influencers need to speak the truth no matter what the subject is. And Jesus did just that. He took on the hard issues of his time. And second, I believe Jesus would reach out to those who are trapped in this lifestyle. We need to build relationships with them. He would listen to them, and then he would speak truth into their lives. When you look at the narrative of the woman at the well, Jesus had a conversation with this lady. He spoke to her, he listened to her, and he spoke truth into her life. And the result was not only her desire to follow Christ, but she influenced the community to come and listen to what he had to say.
Yeah, come meet this man who told me everything I ever did. And she kind of went out to be one of those early evangelists. And we can be doing that as well, loving on people, but also calling sin, sin.
Exactly.
Do you think Christian response to this is similar to how we need to respond to homosexuality or gender identity in our culture overall?
Yeah, but Christians are not unified on a response to these issues. Some Christians condemn the sin and the sinner, and others do not consider it to be a sin at all. And this might sound cliche, but our response must be that we are in the world and not of it. We can't hide in our churches and ignore the issue. What we have a tendency to do, and I'm one of the people who have done this in the past, but we have a tendency to build walls around the things that make us uncomfortable. We can't love people as Christ has commanded us to if we hide behind physical walls of our church. The Apostle Paul uses a lot of military terminology, and there is no fortress or wall for a Christian follower to hide behind in a holy huddle. The armor that he gave us is to stand in the midst of a battle and to advance forward.
Pastor Todd, what would you say that looks like, us reaching out to our neighbors?
Actually, having conversations with people, having relationships with people, even though it's uncomfortable. People are all around us, whether they're homosexuals, whether they're wearing fairy tale clothes as a man. We have neighbors, we have relatives who don't know Christ, and just showing them that we care for them, that we're concerned for them, reaching out to them, even if it's giving them a meal. That's what it looks like, just loving people.
Yeah, thank you for that. As far as our responsibility as Christians, what do you think we are called to do to keep future events like a drag queen story time out of local libraries?
It comes down to being in the world and not of it. We need to be the influencers in our communities. We need to be on school boards. We need to be on library committees. We need to lead scout troops. We need to volunteer in community activities. We need to run for political office, and as Christ followers, we need to make our presence known in the communities where we worship. Just recently, we lost a great warrior of the faith, Charlie Karka, who was in Broome County area, and he had a great impact on many of the political events. Even as a pastor, he was involved in praying for people, and we no longer have that influencer, and we need to keep building men and women up in the faith to be influencers like he was.
It reminds me that the salt looks really nice in the shaker, but it's much more effective when it's sprinkled. We as Christians are kind of like that too. When we're in the holy huddle, that might look nice. And sometimes we need that for equipping, but then we also need to go out and be that salt and light in our culture.
Exactly.
Kelly, the library leaders for this event claim that the drag queen story time and similar events help expose kids to people who are different. Do you think there are better ways to foster an appreciation for people who are different?
You know, the Bible speaks a lot about diversity, even in spiritual gifts that we need to use with each other in the church. And diversity is important. I have been on many missions trips to Haiti, and I saw many different people just in Haiti. My wife has been to Russia. My daughter, she has been to the Philippines, South Africa, and she's now serving as a missionary in Hungary. We actually got to go visit with her this summer. And one thing I can tell you is this, is there are a lot of different people, not just around the world, but around us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Cultures that our children and even adults know very little about. So the diversity, it already is there. And I remember back when I was in the fourth grade, we had a teacher who was very much interested in Native American culture. And she brought that into her classroom. And we learned about the diversity of the Native American.
I don't know if many people have done this lately, but had like an international night where you make different types of food and then you learn different customs. It's just taking an interest in caring enough and asking some questions.
Yeah.
Any other insights you think that our listeners would benefit from when it comes to issues like drag queen story time or us just being salt and light in the world?
We just need to get out there and make our presence known, because even the church is diverse and we can make a difference in the community if we just share the love of Christ. That's what's been lacking, and we need to get out there and actually put our feet on the road.
That's Pastor Kelly Todd with Belden Bethel Chapel. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.